A Stone Age flute. What's so remarkable?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, can evolutionists draw a picture for us that our ancestors were primitive cavemen with low intelligence and used stone tools? Now, do you believe in cavemen? And if so, what sort of people were they?
Well, yes, I do believe in cavemen, but my definition is very simple. Cavemen are just men who live in caves. You know, sadly, many people have the idea that if someone lived in a cave or used stone tools, they must have been primitive. But the Bible helps us understand who cavemen were. After the Tower of Babel, different groups of people would have traveled in different directions over the earth. There would have been an immediate loss of culture and technology. Until they found suitable materials, some would have used stone tools and perhaps lived in caves. But this does not mean they lost any of their intelligence or their human characteristics. In a cave in Portugal, scientists found what looked like a flute made of bone. Now, this puzzled the evolutionists because they'd never think that these primitive grunting stone ages had musical instruments. Should we be surprised, though, to find such an ancient flute? Adam's descendants built musical instruments because humans have always been intelligent. You see, we didn't evolve.
Since the Bible explains cavemen, would it also have anything to share about dinosaurs? Well, Ken Ham has written a booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? And it should answer many of your questions. It's available free at AnswersRadio.com.